All right.
I don't want you to call. I don't want you to call. I don't want something I have to install. I don't want you at all. I don't want you at all. I don't want you at all. Beside me, don't need you beside me. It's like something evil that's growing inside me. I don't need you beside me. I don't need you beside me at all.
Now I know, and now I know, 'cause I heard a voice on the radio. On my favorite show. It brought me joy, it brought me inspiration. It helped me rain blood across this great nation. It brought me salvation, it brought me salvation at last.
It was called the ApocalCast.
Storm. It airs at 2 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
It helps me keep contact with several of my friends.
Airs at 2 p.m. Give on Patreon.org. Have yourselves an ApocalCast little Christmas.
Let's go.
Dictator.
I got good ones. Like, no more George Soros. My New Year's resolution is to get George Soros out of my life. He's a shitty friend.
Well, he's been a very good friend to me. And he's made my wife and made her come a lot. So don't rip on my boy George. Okay, come on. Let's get to the agenda. You guys are listening to the ApocalCast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You guys are listening to the ApocalCast on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Pat, the Raging Cajun, the Reverend of Billy Baba Patrica. I am an investigative journalist. I am the host of the ApocalCast on Radio Free Brooklyn. But not for long, because Radio Free Brooklyn has fucked us over. Radio Free Brooklyn has fucked over me, your host, Pat Hilsman. I'm an investigative journalist. Let me introduce you to somebody else that Radio Free Brooklyn has fucked over. This is my co-host.
I mean, Radio Free Brooklyn never fucked me over. It's actually been pretty sweet to me, but like, yeah.
Liar. Liar named Sarah Steele, my co-host, here at the ApocalCast.
When did Radio Free Brooklyn ever fuck me?
Collectively, Radio Free Brooklyn has fucked the ApocalCast, and we'll get revenge, and we'll get into that later.
I mean, I do love me some revenge.
Introduce yourself,
but
then.
I also love community radio. I mean, I'm just a sucker for that cute, like, community radio with the nice eyes, you know?
We have nice eyes at Radio Free Brooklyn?
I don't know. Why don't you introduce yourself and then share your thoughts on the subject?
I'm Sophie St. Thomas. What? I have green eyes.
What do you do?
I write primarily about sex and marijuana.
All right. I got something to say. All right. My name is Johnny B-Roll, and Tom Tenney fucking kidnapped our co-host, Chad Ali Slayman, and for 6 months, I had to go on this show and pretend to be him. Okay? That is sick, disgusting shit. The world deserves to know. May the ApocalCast rain blood upon this nation forevermore, and rain blood on Tom Tenney's house and on the Radio Free Brooklyn studio over Bushwick. Oh, Jesus! We need to be delivered! We must be delivered from evil!
We know that Tom Tenney's been going around to different countries, making contact with different community radio stations in countries like Germany, in countries like France.
Some say he flies around with a pack of 8 domesticated magical reindeer.
Almost like Santa Claus, but sad.
But he kidnaps you and plays with your
trunk. Oh, bizarro Santa Claus.
Taking gifts away from children.
Yeah, and giving them to George Soros. Taking gifts away from kids.
No such thing as a perfect writer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christ, how dare you invoke
Why?
That Tom Tenney's he's a cruising around. NORAD even has a special unit that is dedicated to telling children that Tom Tenney is nowhere near their houses that night.
Just so that they can feel safe. So that they can enjoy their Christmas.
Oh my God. It's fucking disgusting. It's fucking incredible. I mean the way that Tom Tenney just rides around the world in a sleigh, propagating a globalist conspiracy to unite all community radio stations under his banner, supposedly propagating the views of ye old yeoman farmers, supposedly spreading the voice of ye old American patriots. But no, they've all been cucked by the globalist conspiracy of Tom Tenney.
Yeah, it's basically communism and Sharia law.
Oh my God. Under the auspices of community radio, right. he would pervert our institution so.
Don't you feel like Tom Tenney should have like Googled this shit? Like if I try this shtick with like reindeer and community free radio and fucking everyone over, then I'm just gonna be
stealing,
in control. Like if he had Googled that, I'd be
look.
Like, no, dude, like
and
fuck off.
Also,
like
the optics.
If Tom Tenney had used Google, he would have known that Santa isn't supposed to masturbate in the fireplace.
Yeah.
I mean, like of the top 10 things that I think of when I think of Santa, masturbating slowly in my fireplace isn't one of the things that I think of. You know
think
like
it would have a more rapid stroke?
Well, I think of more Christmas-related things. Yeah.
He's got a lot on his mind.
Think
there are over a billion Christians in the world, and Santa Claus has to masturbate in all of their chimneys in one night.
He must have, like, 7 goddamn nuts.
The elves are the fluffers.
The elves are so full of cum, it's unbelievable.
I think that's, like, yeah, they're just little, they're cum bags. They're literal cum bags. I don't mean that in a derogatory sense.
No,
I just
like
mean
in
that.
Like in Fury Road.
Yeah, totally.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse Cast on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you have a problem with that, you can go fuck yourself. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm just in some other country listening to Democracy Now, trying to get hip to Brooklyn because it's so cool and because everything is so great.
We go out to bar restaurants like all the time. I mean, it's really true.
For Avenue, guys, wearing like clashing clothes constantly.
That's true.
You know what I love about Now? It's like how I feel that everything is going to be all right. And it's going to be so great. You know what I mean? Like, don't you feel like... like, there's nothing ominous whatsoever to contend with.
Yeah, I mean, there's still going to be, like, summer movies at McCarran Park, and, you know.
Here on the Apocalypse, we keep a positive outlook.
Yeah, we do, you know.
It's our brand.
A positive outlook?
Yeah.
Where else can you get that, dear listeners? Do you think that you can get
I mean, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for us.
You got a new year coming up. Jesus is going to be bountiful throughout all of it.
Guys, speaking of the new year, guys. Sophie, your Segway skills are really... Have you ever ridden on a Segway?
No, I haven't. But you know that shit that they have in LA they're trying to bring out here? The birds? The birds? I've birded.
They have birds come and fucking snatch you up?
It's motorized Segways. It's like city bikes, but with razor scooters.
You know what I've always said the way I want to die is?
Uh-huh.
Very specific.
Mine's very specific, too. I know what's yours.
I want to be snatched up by a gigantic fucking eagle that's mutated to be, like, enormous, that's going to just come and kill me the way that they kill goats. Like, they just swoop in and then yank them off the side of a cliff, and the goats fall, and then they die, and then they feast off of the... That's how I want to be killed.
By a dragon?
No, by an American eagle.
Oh, by an eagle?
Yeah. I want to be killed by patriotism. You know what I mean?
Killed by patriotism. Yep, beautiful.
Bled to death on the altar of patriotism. Beautiful. Sophie, you go.
Well, my real answer is that considering it's going to be suicide. It's going to be, I'm going to get Alzheimer's. I've had the genetic work done. I've seen it in all my family members.
And every time
members.
You get forgetful, you move towards a gun.
No, I'm just going to get my hands on some really wonderful barbiturates and like a beautiful Malbec, and I'm just going to fucking fall asleep in a bathtub right around the time where I start forgetting the names of my friends.
Sophie?
Yes.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
I think that's a little unambitious.
No.
That's like Monday.
Unambitious?
For the apocalypse.
I think you should be shot out of a cannon.
Well, you didn't fucking let me finish. You didn't fucking let me finish. And the other option is that I truly just want to be eaten by feral cats. Like, I am happy to share my body with them because I worry about them constantly during the winter. And that is also how
cats are afraid of the water.
No, I want to be outside in the cold being eaten alive to death by all the stray cats in New York City so they have a food source so they can get some warmth from my body. If not that, shark attacks, I think it looked great on a Wikipedia page, which I would like to have one day.
You don't have a Wikipedia page?
No, right?
You seem like you would have a Wikipedia
page. I should.
I wonder if the Apocalypse had a Wikipedia page, it would be very confusing. I feel like the Apocalypse
no,
can't.
No, it's extremely consistent. Yeah. It's the only ideologically consistent platform on like.
Well, that's true. We are driven by
cultural Marxism and Sharia
law. You know how I want to
die. Cultural Marxism and Sharia law. That's true.
Yeah. That's
like the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Rules to live by, I think.
Yep. If there's one thing, it's that all cultures should be Marxist and that we support all the evil things that Hillary Clinton has done.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
The pizza sex parties with the children were so fucking fun. Like,
Washington.
I know. Here comes the fun police putting a damper on
right?
it.
Right? Like, little prudes and they're like farty ass business suits. Like, Peter, we can't fuck kids in blood. Like, fuck off.
Yeah. It's like I'm back in the dorms with my resident advisor telling
me
what to do.
I'm eating my pizza while I get my pussy eaten by this, like, yeah.
That's why they toss Milo out, too. It's like, just because I used to fool around with a priest. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
We wrote a song about Milo, but we're not going to play it.
Nah.
But we do have one, and you can YouTube it. And you can also go fuck yourself. Sarah, do you have anything to add to that?
I mean, I hope you can go fuck yourself. If you can't, you should probably see a doctor.
That's true, yeah. You should be able to have intercourse with
yourself.
What's
the strangest thing you've ever fucked yourself with?
My ex, I think, was pretty strange.
Yeah, I'm pretty strange. You know? And I've definitely made tender love to myself. You guys have been listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you want to hear more of this, which I'm 100% positive that you do, please donate money at www.patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn.
When are we going to get our own Patreon? When are we really going to rebel against Radio Free Brooklyn?
Can we get our fucking money instead of giving it to this evil fucking overlord?
Well, actually, I'm assuming that you're referring to Tom Tenney,
yes.
The god emperor and founder of Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes.
Yes.
Recently
living god king, yeah.
Right, but like the czars and some of the pharaohs before him, he's had his power curtailed by bureaucracy.
How so?
They appointed a board.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
What?
Fuck. A legislature. A democratic body. Democratic oversight.
Fucking
of the apocalypse.
Counters.
Can you imagine Tom with democratic oversight? I don't fucking think so.
No.
Like, if there's one thing I don't think of when I think of Tom Tenney, the ruler and founder of Radio Free Brooklyn, it's democratic oversight. Like, that is definitely...
L'état, c'est moi.
L'état, c'est Tom.
L'état, c'est Tom. That's the Tom Tenney slogan.
You know, that was the French money in the early revolution before they killed the king. It had l'état. No. La loi, le roi, Tom.
Lever?
The king, the law, Tom.
The king, the law, Tom.
Pretty simple. Simple idea.
The king, the law, Tom.
Who on earth does not understand that?
The king, the law, Tom.
Who on earth has not been affected by this litany, by that simple combination of words? Think about it.
I mean, all of the great art of, like, the, you know, Da Vinci, Michelangelo.
Yeah,
like,
it was all in opposition to, like, cruelty and pettiness.
Beethoven,
which is something that we
Mozart,
here at the podcast can relate to
Bach.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. We've been subjected to it. We've gotten a dose.
Yeah.
We've gotten a big, manly dose of cruelty and pettiness.
Get knocked over the head with it.
And
like, they just shove it down your throat.
I know, right? Like one day they say they're like, one day they say they want you to take care of their cat. And then the other day they say that they're going to, you know, like kick you out of the studio. You know, by they, I mean Nobody in particular.
You'd think that they would understand that humans need to sleep sometimes, but they don't. They forced us to work through the night, mm-hmm. knowing that we're all struggling journalists or artists or creators of some time, but they said, no, you may not sleep. You will be here at midnight and you will keep going.
I'm building toys for the children.
Do you know what's the worst part of that?
That we can steal.
Is that they put us on a diet of eel and goat's milk. Because it was supposed to sharpen our senses.
At first I was excited. Yeah.
At first I was excited, but it got old really fast. It was terrible.
But it's like just fucking eel, goat's milk.
Those two don't go together at all.
I lasted two months. I think that was honorable, but everyone's got their limits.
I mean, goat cheese would be nice, but I wouldn't want that with eel.
I don't get to say. All the board members went through the eel and goat's milk diet.
And now look at them.
For, purification?
Well, they're just bloated.
Bloated power.
Yeah, and this isn't, cute sushi eel. This is just, there's a dead fucking eel in front of you, and you gotta, eat it like a hot dog. Dead.
You wish.
Yeah.
It's a live eel.
Yeah.
And you have to, not only do you have to fight it while the entire community watches, while it's broadcast over the radio, right? But then after you're finished defeating it, you have to fucking eat it. And you just have to eat it there. Can you imagine? Just your hands tearing into eel flesh, ripping out eel guts, and then pulling out eel muscle and eel bone.
Well, you have to fuck it first, right?
Yeah. Well, I was just getting to that, Sarah.
While it's still alive.
Listen. I'll get the people that paid me to give the eel and goat's milk presentations to hire you as an assistant. And until then, I need you to let me rock up. Okay? So then we'll just feel our hands squirming around inside of the eel, pulling out fucking little fish bones, which there's a word in French, but there isn't one in fucking English for them. And you fucking pull out the fish bones and you just crack them open, you just jam them into your throat, and you swallow them. And it's delicious, And that's the diet that every single co-host at Radio Free Brooklyn has to be subjected to.
It's called absolution.
Absolution.
The absolution diet.
Called.
I wish I could do it again for the first time.
Also, when we talk about goat's milk, you'd assume maybe a comforting glass of milk that reminded you of childhood. It's it's fed through an enema. They thought it would be more efficient just to shove it straight up our butts and have it be digested in the large intestine and stuff like that way. So there is no drinking goat's milk allowed, only goat's milk enemas delivered by Tom Tenney himself.
Yeah, you got to come in 3 times a day. You've got to rearrange your whole life. That's how they get you. You know what I mean? They want you to change everything for them. That's how they reel you in. And then before you know it, you just can't leave the RFB universe.
Late. Yeah. Well, before you know it, there's nothing left.
You only wear the
Tom gets his hooks
gown.
In you real good.
Real good, and he's fucking with your time again. Also, if you're getting an enema, then you have time to eat the eel with your mouth at the same time. That's just like fucking factory. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
Listen, we're not going to feed you anymore. But there's a goat here, and there's an eel tank.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You have water. What else do you need? You have eel, goat's milk, and water. Go fuck yourselves. You'll be fine. You know what I mean? Your ancestors had to survive with.
And the sad truth is, they're not totally wrong. We could.
Mm-hmm. Just, you punch the eel, you milk the goats, and you, please don't eat the goats, because they produce milk, and you're going to eat it. You know what I mean? Come on.
Short-sighted.
Mm-hmm. The eel deserve it, you know? The eel are working with the Russians.
They are.
They're the weasels of the fish world.
Yes, absolutely.
The weasel fish. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that's the name of this episode.
The eel, the weasel, and the fish.
No, just the weasel fish.
It's
delicious, you know. So let's go over the fucking, let's go over the itinerary. Come on.
Is this the Nutcracker?
Probably.
Weren't we just going to...
There was a game show. Game
show. All right.
What was the game show? Just totally random things.
No.
Yep.
The game show is called Google It.
No, it's not subjective.
No, you're Google It. Right?
There's a list of questions. Ready? So, you're up. All right. Hey, guys, welcome to the game show where we figure shit out.
I am your host, Sophie St. Thomas. Question number one. What's better, blue or yellow?
Blue.
Blue.
Yes or no to bicycles?
Yes.
No.
Whores are all French.
No.
Yes. Wow.
Who still wears pajamas?
Nobody.
Yes.
Jesus.
Everybody.
What? Really? Jesus.
What comes to mind when you say fart bowl?
Pat's mother.
When was the last time you nurtured your sloth?
Right before I got here.
Yeah. Same.
What's the strangest thing a surgeon has ever said to you?
Do you mind if I climb up on your belly?
Pat, when was the last time you saw Keith Richards?
In my dream.
Really?
Yeah, do you guys want to hear about my dream?
Yeah.
Sure.
I had a dream that I was coming here to the Apocalypse. And as I approached, there was a sign. I was coming to visit my friend Sophie St. Thomas, who's my co-host on the podcast. And as I approached her apartment, there was a sign that said, "Don't throw out trash here if you don't live here. We're filming you." Ooh, right? And I thought to myself, there must be some type of squad that deals with that. But
there is a squad that deals with that. Yeah. I live in a rent-controlled apartment. Without this, I don't think I could survive. And I follow the rules fastidiously.
We love the rules here.
In order to keep it.
Rule followers.
Well, when you're on camera, I can just come in there. Some people think it's not that big a deal to just throw out trash in the common areas. To them I say,
I will fucking kill anyone that I see throwing out trash and there are videotapes installed.
Really? I feel like this entire city is just a big garbage can for me to use. Yeah. I mean, what would you say to that?
I would say it's time for us to make a stand. It's been so long that people thought they could handle anything they wanted on their own. You see, dumpsters, they're never my problem when they aren't causing trouble. But, oh, Lord, the things I've seen. Yeah, you think a dumpster's all right to just throw your junk in. But what if that dumpster hasn't been emptied in 3 months? There's baby diapers in there. There's fucking kiddie pools.
Speaking of kiddie pools.
What was your segue? God damn it. You were segueing. It was so good.
I asked you about the last time you saw Keith Richards.
No, there
okay,
was.
Okay, yes. That's what we were on. Thank you. Listen, guys, I had a dream, and it was so fucking vivid. I had a dream that it was a night like this, and I had to come on a podcast like this, hosted by a guy like me, and co-hosted by my twin sister, Sophie St. Thomas. In real life, me and Sophie aren't brother and sister. We're not even twins. It doesn't make any sense. But nonetheless, in the dream world, this is how it was. So I arrived at Sophie's apartment, except that it wasn't Sophie's apartment. It was like one of those big-ass fucking warehouses in Bushwick where they don't build anything anymore, but they have big old parties. And it was wild. And people showed me around. They're like, this is the sleeping room. This is the food room. They're like, this is the having fun and doing stuff room. You know? And then Sophie walks up to me. She's like, "Hey, Pat, we can't do the Apocalypse right now because the Rolling Stones are here and they're bored." And I remember talking to Keith Richards, and he was dressed like normal. You know, not even like a rock star. He was just dressed like a normal dude. And then, between when I was talking to Keith Richards in my dream and when I woke up, somehow I end up in a field. And the members of the Rolling Stones are shooting at me.
What type of guns?
Right. I specifically remember that they weren't firing at me with automatic weapons.
Okay, okay.
Definitely not. Definitely okay. Some kind of bird hunting.
I could see this as
shit.
A start to like a Rolling Stones song on rhythm, slow. Yeah, okay, okay.
Like muskets?
Yeah, like muskets?
like bolt action 22 long
rifle. Okay, okay.
Type of deal. Just taking pot shots at me, being like, hit the boy as he runs.
What was Jagger's facial expression like?
Nothing do I remember. I just know I was being shot at and I was positive that it was by the Rolling Stones.
Did
it
you
was
die?
Just one of those things. Nope. I don't know if I lived
he,
or not.
Well, he woke up.
You woke up.
But I don't think I woke up immediately at that moment. Some other shit must have happened. Like, there was a resolution to the story that I'm not privy to.
Did Santa come and play with your junk?
Yes, but not in the dream. In real life, Sarah. In real life. All right, well, anyways, you guys have been listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please go fuck yourselves and die.